Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome back to the show, episode 574. Today is going to be a bit uncomfortable. We're looking at verse 68 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching. Verse 68 is called Fun and Games. Before your children learn to win or lose, they play at games for fun. But then they come to believe that they must win at games, at business, and at war. They even learn to win or lose at love. But the Tao teaches that games are for fun, that business is for the common good, that no one wins at war, and that love endures for all. Do you play games for fun? Do you work for the common good? Do you divide the world into friends and enemies? Do you love selectively? Can you really lose at love? Examine all of these with honesty. The answers will reveal what your children are truly learning. Yikes. That, to me, is a bit uncomfortable. When I think back to when our oldest son was a little boy and we would play games with him, he went through a phase where, which I think is very common for kids, where he cheated at the games because he desperately wanted to win and he couldn't tolerate losing. When he was very little, he really could not tolerate losing. And It was okay, somewhat okay, when it was just him as the only child in the house. But when his younger siblings came along, then game time became very challenging with all of them because he was in it to win it. And they just wanted to play, and they were younger, so he was better, faster, more capable, he understood the rules better. Whatever we were playing, he always had the upper hand because he was older. And game time we found to be very stressful for a large period of his life. And he's extremely competitive by nature. So, you know, maybe we could say, well, we didn't teach him that. He was born that way. And I think that, yes, some kids are born more competitive for sure than other kids are. Our oldest son, like I said, is extremely competitive. Our daughter, not even a little bit competitive, except against herself, trying to be the best version of her. And then our younger son, he's a mix in the middle somewhere. Sometimes competitive, sometimes not. And so they're all very, very different. So I'm not really sure how much of our mindset or ways of interacting with any of them defined or quantify their level of competitiveness. But as I read that and think back to when they were younger, especially our older one, do you play your games for fun? Do you work for the common good? Do you divide the world into friends and enemies? Do you love selectively? Can you really lose at love? I think that we probably could have done a better job to be a little less competitive with him, and or maybe not even that, but maybe just emphasize cooperation and enjoyment of things more than we did. I know that when he was younger, before I transformed my parenting, I was very much in a mindset of checking things off the list, getting things done, accomplishing things. I was a busy mom with young children, and I worked and I went to school. And so I was all about just getting it done. And I don't think that served him as well as it could have. If I could have moved a little slower, been a little less focused on getting things done, checking things off the list, and just kind of was able to be with him without an agenda or a list, I think that would have maybe helped him to feel a little less competitive and maybe enjoy life a little bit more. I know there were times when I played games with him when the other two were napping, not necessarily just with the goal of enjoying time with him, but here's my opportunity to spend some quality time with him while they're sleeping. We've got to hurry and get a game out and play it so we can check it off the list. So I do, when I read this verse, it kind of made me a little squeamish because I thought, ooh, yeah, I could have been a little bit different. Not that we never didn't emphasize cooperation and having fun and stuff, but I was so task-oriented when I was busy and they were young. And I've seen other moms over the years who are naturally not like that. They're naturally more go with the flow. They really just don't have a strong agenda, and they really enjoy their time without the focus of getting something done. And I always looked at when I was a young mom, I always looked at them with envy, like, oh, I wish I could be like you. How do you ever get your stuff done though? So, you know, if this mom has anything to share with moms whose kids are still younger, I would say really listen to this verse and look at the energy you have around your life, you're getting your tasks done and spending time with your kids, and see if you can look underneath of it all and see what the energy is behind all of it. Because I know that if I could have shifted that to a more relaxed, joyful, enjoying the moment energy, I think it would have definitely increased the quality of our time together. All right, so that wraps up today's episode. I hope you got something out of it, wherever you are in this world. I hope you make it a very unrushed day. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.